Video games? Or?
Yeah, like when I was a kid, I had the Intellivision. Did anybody have it? Intellivision?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know what that thing is? Like, yeah. With the paddle, and it had, like, the thing, and then we had, like, Night Stalker and Donkey Kong and stuff.
It was a weird, it was almost like, most kids had Atari,
yeah.
And some people had Intellivision. And
then, yeah, that was, like, sort of, maybe it was, like, the B version.
It was a weirder version, yeah.
But then when I got Nintendo, that was, like, it, like, shifted the world for me.
Oh, that was a big deal.
I loved it. I still love it. I still like it a lot. Remember when you had the games on Nintendo and you had to, like, blow in them to get them to work? Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Like, what was the deal with the blowing in the games? Like, wait a second.
You actually,
like, no, you're like, you'd be, like, super stoked up to play some Contra or something, and it was like... And then you had to put it in and get it, like, just so it just touched
right.
the edge.
And then,
and so when it went down, it, like, snapped in. And then you were like, and then your boys would all be yelling at you because they're like, you're not doing it right. And then they would blow on it. And you'd, like, pass it around and be yelling at each other.
It was like a four-step process to get the game down, or else it'd just be like a green screen, like, to get, like, Tecmo Bowl going or something like that.
Tecmo Bowl? Are you kidding me? It's like the greatest game ever invented by God ever.
Yeah, it was the greatest game ever.
That and Contra, especially, like, in Contra when you do the up, up, down, down, left, right, left, right.
It's like, sorry. Yeah, yeah.
Then you get the 100 guys.
That was amazing.
You beat it?
I felt like a scientist.
That was the... You were a scientist.
Thank you.
So was I.
Extra high five. Yeah, you didn't win that. I was...